Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
About quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
The opening stanza. Looks like Rainey Walsh will start serving for the Hornets as we get this one underway in front of a nice crowd here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Westby in serve-receive mode. It must be a big match because pitcher Nate is here tonight. First serve is fielded by Westby. They'll work it to the left side. Davison brings it right, and then they'll pop it over. Going to be played there by Pauls. Quick set, and Gander's shot blocked by Westby. Back to the Hornets. Pauls slaps it back row. Westby plays it to the left, and now we'll get it over on the far side. Fielded by Razek. There's a quick set for Clements. She drives it over, but out of bounds. 1-0, Westby. So the Norse will serve. Back to do it is number 4, Maddie Von Felt. Awaits the whistle. Here's the approach and the serve. Nice dig there by Pauls. Pass to the left side. Gander's shot blocked by Westby. Back to the Hornets. Pauls slaps it over. Diving dig there. Nice play by Westby. They'll shoot it on the left side and get it through an attempted block on a big kill by Ava Berg. And all of a sudden, Westby is up 2-0. Serving again is Von Felt. Pauls passes left side. Pauls to the right on the hit. Now fielded by Westby. Slapped back by Clements. And again, Westby tries again. Driving it over there is Nedlin. There's the set. Pauls shot blocked by Westby. Back it comes to the Hornets, and down it goes on a big block by Kelsey Nedlin. And that makes it 3-0, Westby. Nedlin with a block kill, and the Norse will try it again. Number 4, Maddie Von Felt, drives it near side. Fielded here by Wirth. Pass by Walsh. Slapped with the left hand by Gander. Back to Westby. Pass to the right side, and the Norse take a shot and just missed it out of bounds. Hornets are on the board. Hayden Thurn with the shot to the left, and it missed the back line. So it's 3-1. Side out, Richland Center. Serving will be Ella Clements. Diving dig, Westby can't get it. That's going to go as an ace. And the Hornets are back in business. Adelin will try again. First ace of the ball game. I should say Ella. Ella will try again. Here's the serve. Fielded by the Norse. Back to the right side. Putting the hammer down and getting the kill is Ava Berg. And that makes it 4-2. Berg with the kill. Side out for Westby. Their libero player, Emma Kerner, with the serve. Fielded now by Razek. Quick set. Paul takes it. Shot blocked by Westby. Back in bounds. They got a block, and it landed in play on the block by Aiden Frank. And that makes it 5-2. Frank with a kill. And Westby will start again from the near side. Emma Kerner with the run-up. Westby by 3. Fielded now by Razek. Paul centers it to the left side, and Weiss gets it over. Backside Kerner plays it. Now the pass to the right side, shot by Westby, blocked by the Hornets, and the Norseman can't play it on hit number 3, and the Hornets are back in business with a side out. 5-3 the score. Good net play that time, won by the Hornets. Ellaby Weiss rotating to the center square, and here goes Danica Pauls with a line drive serve. Free ball back by Westby, bumped over by Adeline Wirtz. Back to Westby. They'll send it on the left side. Shot blocked, and the Hornets are going to get a point on a net violation against Westby. That'll make the score 5-4, and Richland Center will serve again. Danica Pauls trying to do the honors with the whistle and the approach. This one played on the near side by Berg. Passes to the right. Frank takes it back row. Hornets raise it to the net. Ball blocked by Westby. Hornets get it over somehow. Rainey Walsh on hit number 3. Back to the right side. Shot blocked by Weiss. Again, Westby tries it from the far side. They'll drop it over. Razek backs it up. Walsh passes. Adlin Wirt's shot blocked by Westby, and now the net, Carroll, and four hits on the Hornets. That was a good volley, 6-4 score. Rotating in for Westby, number 10, Natalie Snodgrass. She'll be in the front row. On the left, it's going to be Reagan Stensline to do the serving. Hornets in serve-receive mode. And here it is, a line drive fielded by Gander, back row. Walsh passes left side and now over the top by Wirtz. Here's the pass to the right side. Westby takes the angle on the hit by Berg. Ball at the net, slapped over. Hornets going to be called for a carry. Paul's got a nice dig back to Gander. And they say, J.C., they have committed the lift. And that'll make it 7-4. Westby back up by three in a competitive opening set. Here's the serve, played by Gander. There's Walsh back to Weiss. He'll hammer it down. And the Hornets are back in business. 7-5. Elodie Weiss with the kill. And how about those Richland Center soccer boys? A sixth seed defeating La Crosse Aquinas tonight in La Crosse, 5-2. Hornets move on to the next level. Congratulations to Coach Stadler and company. Here's the serve by the Hornets. Set of the middle, Westby takes a slap over the shot by Frank. Pushed back by Wirtz. Taylor Wirtz, nice play. Here's the set to Westby's right. Shot over the net, played by Adeline Wirtz. Now set by Colstead. Weiss dumps it over. Westby with Kerner, now on the right side. Taking a shot down the line, and missing is Westby. And the Hornets are within a point at 7-6. Aubrey Colstead will serve for Richland Center as the Hornets rotate around. 1 point set. Colstead serve. Played back row by Kerner. Pass to the right side and into the net by Westby. And it's 7-7. Richland Center comes back to even the score. So back to serve again. Will be Colstead. Aubrey with a run-up. Line drive serve. Fielded near side by Kerner. Now to the right side for Westby. Shot is blocked. Back to the Norse again. Snodgrass will tie for a second time. Got that one through. Taylor Wirtz and Elodie Weiss got the block before, but Westby came right back with it, and that makes it 8-7. First kill for Snodgrass tonight, and Westby will serve. Ava Berg holds the pose, and now there's the line drive serve fielded by Pauls. Ball at the net. Blocked down by Aiden Frank. Or is it? Kept live, there's no whistle. Now, wait a minute, now there is. They were, about half the teams were still playing and the other half were not. I think initially they called it a point on Westby, and they will. 9-7 the score. I think if there was a whistle, it was very light. Now we're going again. Westby with a serve, fielded by Razik. Pass to the left side. Adeline Wirtz with a kill. And it is 9-8. Adeline Wirtz coming through strong out of the clouds, and that'll bring it back to Richland Center on the side out. Throughout the night, we'll be checking the Phil Knee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Serving is Tatum Razik. Here's the serve. Near side, passed by Westby. Back to the right, shot by the Norse, and Hornets play the carom, and Wirtz gets it over. Excellent play. Wirtz and Wirtz off the net, and Westby tries again, takes a shot, and that one is out of bounds. 9-9, although they give the point initially to Richland Center. Now they're calling it tipped. They're going to say the Hornets tipped it. It clearly went out of bounds, but it will be a point for Westby after Richland Center evidently touched it at the net. So a two-point lead for the Norse. Man, they're good servers. It barely clears the net. Back to the left side, shot over by Clements. Fielded back row by Westby. On the right side, they'll take a hit, and down it goes. Maddie Von Felt makes it 11-8 as she gets the kill. So back it goes. Here's the serve. Fielded back row by Razik. Pass to the left side. That one tough. It hit the antenna, and that's an antenna violation, and that makes it a 12-8. Westby lead. Awaiting the serve. Aiden Frank lines it far side. Played now by Adeline Wirtz. Colstead, and now Taylor Wirtz pops it over. Fielded by Westby. Back to the right side. They'll take it down the line and get it in. sort of a diving effort by Danica Pauls going all out. She got a little beat on the ball, but it's going to be a timeout. Richland Center as Westby is leading it now, 13-8. We'll be back with more regional semifinal volleyball in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Planning a timber harvest isn't always simple. There are many factors to consider, and your trees are an important asset on land that deserves careful management. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make smart, informed decisions about their timber. Their professional team will work with you to develop a clear vision for your timber assets. Call Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4412 and let the experts help you plan your harvest the right way.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Richland Center, and it is a 13-8 Westby lead, and Westby is going to be called and charged with a net violation, so the Hornets will get the side out and the point, and that makes it 13-9. Serving again will be Adeline Wirtz. It comes to the near side, played by the Norse. Back to the right, now getting it over is Von Felt. That one is out of bounds, and the Hornets make a two-point swing. Back into it within three, 13-10. Westby here in the opening set. Adeline Wirtz starts from the middle. Here's the serve. Westby fields it. Nice play there by Kerner. Now to the left side, driving it over into the middle, and it's Snodgrass. Played back by the Hornets. Good play by Clements. Setting it again in the middle, driving it over, and a shot bumped to the ceiling by the Hornets. Raise it, concentrates, fields it back to Taylor Wirtz, who gets it over. Westby tries again from the right side. Taking the shot is Von Felt. Fielded by Pauls. Great dig. Gets it back. Shot into the net. Kolstad offered her a nice pass, but couldn't quite get it over. And that gives Westby a point. That makes it 14-10. Westby rotating Taylor Davidson back into the lineup. Hayden Thurin, the junior, is in the front left. And Westby will serve. Here it is. Fielded now by Wirtz. Pass by Colstead, left side, Pauls for the shot, and it is tipped, they say, tipped by Westby. It'll be a Richland center point. That'll make it 14-11. Side out for the Richland Center Hornets. Rainey Walsh checks in. Walsh to the back. Gets the whistle. Here's the run-up in the line drive serve. Fields on the near side by Westby. Here's the pass to the right, taking a shot. Westby, partially blocked by Pauls. She'll get it right back from Rainey Walls. Takes a shot. That's in. 14-12. Richland Center working their way back into it again. Each time that Westby has had a chance to get a little bit of a lead, the Hornets have been able to fight their way back and keep it close. They're within two. Here's the serve by Walsh. Fielded by Westby. They'll set it to the middle and then taking a shot into the net. Is Hayden Turin. That'll make it 14-13. Richland Center within one. My prediction this, before it started, it's going to be close and could go five. And the way the first is starting, it may just happen. Here's the serve. Set in the middle, and the pass to Westby takes a shot, and down it goes on the hit by Kelsey Nedlin. When Westby is at their best in passing, they look pretty tough. Nedlin's been one of their leading point scorers this year. Two-point lead now. Here comes the step up on the line drive serve. Fielded by Adeline Wirtz. Rainey Walsh back to Paul. Slaps it over. Back row, Westby. There's the set. Right side. Slapping it over is Berg. Hornets try again. Right side. Gander shot block. Net violation on Westby. And the Hornets score a point. 15-14. So Richland Center gains a side out. Ella Clements will serve. Serve-receive mode for Westby. Clements with the serve. Played now in the middle. Pass to the right side. Taking a shot. Right down it goes on a big hit by Hayden Turin. And that'll make it 16-14. Westby back up by two. Westby's got quite a few hitters, as Jamie Johnson said, so hard to know who's going to be coming with it, left or right. Here goes the pass, the serve, I should say. It's going to be fielded by Richland Center. Rainey Walsh to Elodie Weiss, who has put the hammer down. And it's going to be dug by Von Felt. Back to the right side. Westby shot into the net and over. Weiss tried to block it. The ball just hung on that top rung and walked through to make it 17-14. So Westby will serve. Emma Kerner, the libero player, with the serve. Far side, fielded by Razik. Here's Walsh with a set. Taking a swing is Pauls. Down it goes. Danica Pauls makes it a two-point set at 17-15. So the Hornets back in business as Richland Center will put it in play. Two-point lead for Westby in the opening set here at the regional. Nice crowd on hand here at the Fieldhouse tonight. Here comes the serve by Pauls. Fielded by Kerner. Westby keeps it going. Going to the right. Thurin takes it over. A lift is called on the Westby Norseman. Back to a one-point game again. 17-16. So back to serve is Pauls. Danica steps up. Hornets trying to tie it. Free ball back by Westby. Slapped over by Weiss. Played back row by Von Felt. Near side set. Berg shot over the top. Played by the Hornets. Punched over by Gander. And again, Kerner to the right side. Westby takes a shot. That's into the net. And we are tied at 17. Timeout taken by Westby. 17 apiece. We'll be back with more after a one-minute break on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, they're more than a company. They're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors. Now, Rockwell wants to connect with local nonprofit and 501c3 groups for volunteer and donation opportunities. If your organization would like to partner, call 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference. Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
17 apiece. Westby using its first timeout, and now we're ready to go again. Danica Pauls with the serve, fielded by Westby. There's the set by Davison. Back to the middle, punched over there on the hit by Frank. Back to Westby again on the hit by Razik. Back to the right side. Westby tries again. Got it over the block. Backed up by Wirtz. Now Rainey Wall sets an nearside Gander shot. Blocked back to the Hornets. Punched over by Richland Center, and Westby trying to play the count. They can't, and the Hornets will take a lead. That's four hits on Westby. 18-17. Hornets by a point in the opener. Danica Pauls will serve. Danica with a run up. There's the line drive serve. A let serve fielded by Westby. They'll get it to the back and now driving it over. Von Felt. There's Razik, Walsh, and Weiss drives it over. Back row. It's going to be a net violation on Westby once again. A couple of points in a row here for the Hornets. On mistakes by Westby, and Richland Center will serve again. Danica Pauls goes all the way to the far side for the whistle. And here's the run-up and the line drive serve, fielded by Westby. They will set it and try to score. They will. That one by Turin was over and tipped by Richland Center out of bounds. It's a point for Westby, 19-18 the score. Into the lineup for Westby, number 8, Reagan Stensleen. She will serve. Richland Center by 1 in the opener. Here comes the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded near side by Gander. Passed by Walsh. Punched over by Adeline Wirtz. Westby in the back row setting it up for the right. Taking it over on a shot. Free ball back by the Hornets and out of bounds. Paul's got a dig on it. Couldn't control. A big hit by Aiden Frank. And that'll make it an even ball game. 19-19 in the first. Here's Westby with a serve, fielded by the Hornets. They can't make a second pass. That one goes below the net and out of bounds. 20-19, Westby. Down to the wire in the opener. Westby has taken a one-point lead. They have scored a couple in a row. Here's the serve, cut off by Weiss. Back to the left side. Adeline Wirtz slaps it over. Fielded by Berg. There's a set on the right side. Shot into the net by Westby. And we're tied at 20. Both teams making some miscues. Feeling the pressure a little bit as this one goes on. And Aubrey Kolstad is in to serve. And Taylor Wirtz back in the front left. They always utilize her blocking skills. Here comes the serve by Kolstad. Fielded now by Westby. They'll set it in the middle. Now softly taking it over is Frank. Tapped over by Wirtz. Far side it's going to be. And then a shot by Westby. Oh, blocked by Weiss. Back again. They'll try it. Berg down the line. Got it in. Ava Berg with a nice hit. After being blocked once by Elevie Weiss, she goes right back and pulled it down the line. 21-20, Westby. And the Norse will serve. Number 5, Ava Berg, back to do the honors. 21-20, Westby. Here's the run-up in the line drive serve. Fielded down the near side by the Hornets. They'll get it to Weiss, and she gets it down. Off the assist from Aubrey Kolstad. We're back to even. 21 apiece. Elevie Weiss with the kill, and Richland Center serves. Tatum Rizik dribbling the ball back and now gets the whistle. Here we go. Hornets trying to break the tie. Fielded by Westby. They'll set it to the near side, taking a shot, and it's blocked, and down it goes. Ella Clements, Taylor Wirtz teaming up on that one, and the Hornets take a 22-21 lead. Rizik will serve again. Tatum gets the whistle. Here it is. Fires it far side. Fielded now by Westby. They'll bring it to the right. Von Felt pushes it over. They're going to call her for a double hit. And it's 23-21. Richland Center in the opener. Hornets will serve again. And a timeout taken by Westby beforehand. Hornets by 2. 23-21. We'll be right back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
A stylish new ThermoTrue front entry door from All American Do It Center can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single doors, double doors, or ones with side lights come in a variety of colors and designs. They are the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals and carry outstanding warranties. Just ask the building materials team for ThermoTrue entry doors at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Westby returns it after the serve by Rizik, putting the hammer down and getting it in to make it 23-22. And a big hit there by number 2, Aiden Frank, and we're at side out for Westby now. There's the serve, fielded by the Hornets. Kolstad left side. Clements takes the angle. Fielded by Westby. It hangs to the net. Blocked by the Hornets. Fielded by Westby. Back to the right side, and now getting it over is Von Felt. Here's the set by Clements. Back set for Wirtz, who drives it down the line and in. And the Hornets have game point. 24-22. Richland Center with game point here in this tough, hard-hitting opening set. Serving will be Aiden Allen Wirtz. There's the serve. Fielded now. It's an ace. And the Hornets win the opener. Westby got a hand on it. Couldn't control it. The ball goes out of bounds. And this one belongs to the Hornets. 25-22, the final. Boy, Westby started tough, and Richland Center showed resiliency to come back and win this one. We'll be back with set number 2 in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center. A longtime favorite in Richland County, it remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or to carry out.
In the opener, Richland Center comes back to win. Westby jumped out to a 3-0 lead and held the lead for a large part of the opening segment. Then the Hornets came back, and it was really turned into a seesaw battle. Danica Pauls with two kills. Ellaby Weiss with two kills. A kill for Taylor Wirtz and an ace for Ella Clements. For Westby, Kelsey Nedlin had a couple of kills and a kill for Natalie Snodgrass as well. So the Hornets win the opener here in this regional semifinal match. The winner of tonight's action will be playing on Saturday at a spot to be determined, depending on how it goes tonight. Again, the Richland Center soccer boys will be playing again after a 5-2 win against Aquinas. Congratulations to coaches Stadler and the staff. Tonight's winner will play either Wautoma or Luther. If it's Wautoma, it would be actually either at Richland Center or Westby on Saturday. But if it's Luther, it will be on the road to Onalaska. Westby will start serving as set number two gets set to start. Number seven, Taylor Davidson back, gets it in play. Fielded down near side by Rasek. Here is the set. Ball on the net, and it dropped over and out of bounds. Westby was looking to block it, but it dropped out of bounds along the net. And the Hornets give up the early point and serve. 1-0 Westby. Davidson with another serve. That one back row, fielded by Adeline Wirtz. Walls to the near side, punched over by Pauls. Back row, Berg, set to the middle, taking a shot over. That was Nedlin. Far side, Hornets bring it back, and a hit over the top by Adeline Wirtz. Westby setting it to the middle, dropping it over there was Nedlin. Set for Walsh, Pauls drops it over and in. And the Hornets tie it up. Back to serve will be Ella Clements for Richland Center. Hornets rotate around. Ellaby Weiss back in the front left. Here's the line drive serve, fielded by Westby. Pass to the right side. They'll take a shot. Blocked back by Weiss. Back to the near side. Punched over by Nedlin. Back row Clements. Back row Walsh. And the Hornets can't quite get it over. That'll make it a point for Westby. 2-1 here in the second. Hornets win the opener 25-22. Westby will serve. Maddie Von Felt with a serve. Rasek gets the dig. Walsh back to the near side. And Weiss takes it over. Fielded by Berg. And now Westby sets it, dropped over by Snodgrass, and that was Thurin, actually. That drops in, and Westby takes a two-point lead. 3-1 the score. Here's the serve by Von Felt. Played on the far side by the Hornets. Quick set. Pauls takes a shot. That one is out of bounds. Just missed. The Hornets were hoping it was tipped, but it was not. And that makes it 4-1. Westby by three. Von Felt serving again. Back to the far side. Pauls with a dig. Walsh, now Weiss down the line. Fielded by Westby. Good dig by Davidson. And now getting it over is Kerner. Now to the Hornets left. Back to the right. Pauls drops it over the fence. going to be fielded now by Westby. Pass to the left side. Berg takes a shot. That's into the net. A point for the Hornets. That makes it 4-2 Westby. Danica Pauls will serve for Richland Center. Pauls all the way to the far side. Here's the line drive serve. Fielded on the far side by the Norse. They'll set it up, taking a shot, dropping it in is Hayden Turin. And Westby goes up by a score of 5-2. She's got a couple of points early going. Emma Kerner, the libero player, returns for Westby. Hornets in serve receive mode, trailing by 3 in the second. Here it is, near side, fielded by the Hornets, rebound over, punched back by Berg. Hornets try again. Adeline Wirtz takes it over. One hand saved by Davison. Ball blocked, and it is inbounds for Westby on the block by Aiden Frank. It landed in play, and that'll make it 6-2 in favor of Westby. Some pretty substantial net play going on tonight. Here's Kerner with the serve. Fielded by Wirtz, and it caroms out of bounds. 7-2 Westby. 5-point lead for the Norse early on. So the libero player takes it back. Emma Kerner. Kerner gets the whistle. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Cut off by Weiss. Gets it back. Drops it over and down it goes. Great tip by Rainey Walsh to get it in play. And Ellaby Weiss did the rest. 7-3 the score. Hornets within 4. Taylor Wirtz back in. She kind of led the run down the stretch for the Hornets to get that win in the opener. Served by Kohlstedt. Fielded now back row by Westby. They'll set it to the middle, taking a shot. Over and out of bounds is Ava Berg. And all of a sudden it is 7-4. Westby had a lead in similar fashion in the opener, and the Hornets were able to come back and win. So Aubrey Kohlstedt will serve. Aubrey makes the move. There's the serve. Near side fielded by the Norse. They set it, and the shot is over the top by Turin. Good dig kept live by Kohlstedt. Back to Adeline Wirtz. She takes it over. Diving dig there by Westby. They'll punch into the back row on the hit by Davidson. Here is Kohlstedt passing. Adeline Wirtz takes it over. Fielded now by Westby. Back to the middle. Taking a shot is Frank. Out of bounds. And the Hornets score again. 7-5. Richland Center, the last few points, they've been able to kind of just volley, play the volleys, and force Westby to make a mistake. 7-5, Richland Center within 2. Aubrey Kohlstedt will serve. Near side, fielded by the Norse. They'll pass it to the far side, taking it over on the hit was Berg. Kept live by Razik. Pauls, now Adeline Wirtz takes it over. Back row, Westby. Quick set for the middle, taking a swing. Getting it over there is Frank, partially blocked by Weiss. Adeline Wirtz takes a shot, it's in the net. And the Hornets give up the serve. It is 8-5. Westby by 3. In for the Norse, number 10, Natalie Snodgrass. She will be at the net, and serving will be Reagan Stensley. Razik, the libero player in the back row for the Hornets. 8-5, Westby. Here's the serve. Net serve right back to the Hornets. 8-6. They're within 2. Ella Clements checks in for Ellaby Weiss. And serving will be Tatum Razik. Razik steps up. There's the line drive serve. Fielded by Westby. Quick set on the near side. They'll drop it over. And they're going to be called for a lift on the attempt by Berg. And the Hornets are within a point. 8-7. Again, Westby making a few mistakes. And the Hornets trying to take full advantage. Here's the serve by Tatum Razik. That's an net serve. Point, Westby. Serve, Westby. That makes it 9-7. Coming up between sets, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Richland Center football team in the playoffs tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. Here's the serve by Westby. Fielded by Razik. Set to the right side. Clements knuckles it over. Back row, Westby. Here's the set. Taking a hit is Von Felt. Free ball over. Nice play by Wirtz. Shot blocked by Ella Clements. Back to Westby. Norse try again. That one is out of bounds on the hit by Stensley. And it is 1 point set again by a score of 9-8. Ball is retrieved by Richland Center principal. What's his name? Yeah, nice job. There's the serve. Fielded down the near side by Westby. Here's the quick set. Shot by the Norris. Block by Pauls. Back it goes to the left side. Shot is on the way. Blocked over by Wirtz. Back to the right side. Punched over by Frank of Westby. Back row, raise it. Kolstad in the middle. Pauls takes a shot. Down it goes. And we're tied. 9-9. Yeah, Mr. Lemke getting his steps in tonight, chasing the volleyball. Hornets will serve. 9-9 in the second. Richland Center won the opener. 25-22. There's the serve. Westby fights over a little bit in the back row. They keep it going, though. And there's the hit. Back row to Adeline Wirtz. Set by Kolstad. Pauls takes the shot. Blocked back by Westby. Back to Clements. She'll punch it over and out of bounds. It was tipped by Westby. Hornets come all the way back to take a lead. 10-9 the score. This one looks like Westby is just on a roll. The Hornets battle back. 10-9 they lead. Here's the serve. Pass to the right side by Westby. They'll get it back to the middle and now knuckled over by Frank. Pass to the right side by Kolstad. Ball tipped by Clements and down it goes. 11-9, Richland Center. Back to serve will be Adeline Wirtz. Wirtz gets the whistle. Here's the run-up on the line drive serve. Fielded by the Norris. Pass to the middle, taking a shot, and down is Aiden Frank. And that'll make it 11-10. In for Westby, number 9, Tempe Marks. She will serve. Marks getting the whistle. Westby trying to tie it in a second. This one fielded by Wirtz. Pass from Kolstad over to Taylor Wirtz. She gets it over. Fielded now by Westby. Oh, they hit it into the net, and the Hornets lead by 2, 12-10. In for Richland Center, Rainey Walsh. Walsh will be in, and so will Chasey Gander. So Rainey Walsh will serve. Hornets by 2. Walsh awaiting the whistle. And there's a nice serve to the right side. Pass by Von Fell to the left. Back to the middle. Shot by Nedlin. Down the middle for the Hornets. Nice dig there by Allen Wirtz. Back to the left. And down it goes for Ella Clements. Ella playing well tonight. And the Hornets take a three-point lead. 13-10. Richland Center by 3. They won the opener. 25-22. Here comes Rainey Walsh for the line drive serve. Fielded by Westby. Kept live. Now back to the middle. Punching it over to Stensley. Back row Hornets. Here's Walsh. Back to Ella Clements. Drives it over and out of bounds. Hornets were asking whether it was tipped or not. And the officials say no. It goes to Westby on a side out. 13-11. Westby within 2. They will serve. Taylor Davison does the honors and the Hornets in serve receive mode. RC 13-11 leaders. There's Adeline Wirtz. Rainey Walsh passes near side, and there's the shot by Gander, blocked back by Westby. Rainey Walsh gets it over. Westby works it to the right side, taking a shot is Thurin. Back row, dug by Walsh, now pass to the right side. Taking it in is Paul. Kept wide by Westby. Whoa, they get it over on hit number 3. Hornets try again. There's a set. Clements, down it goes. Hornets had him on the ropes and finally get it done with Ella Clements. Man, she has had 4 pretty strong kills here recently. 14-11, Richland Center by 3. Ella Clements gets the whistle. There's the line drive serve. Fielded far side by Westby. Back to the left. They'll punch it over. Saved by Pauls. Oh, nice job getting it over is Adeline Wirtz. Westby tries again. They'll try the hammer, and they'll get it down. Kelsey Nedlin makes it 14-12. There have been some incredible plays. Boy, that pancake dig by Danica Pauls was something of a real spectacle there. Kept it going. Westby, though, did still get the point. Here's the serve by the Norris. Back row fielded by the Hornets. Walsh sets it up. Ellaby Weiss rainbows it over. Got it in. 15-12. Weiss with a point for Richland Center. Danica Pauls will serve for Richland Center. Danica with a couple of dribbles. makes the run-up, and then there's the line drive serve. Fielded now by Kerner. Westby gets it back to the left. Midland drives it over. Back row Hornets. They'll get the quick set shot by Gander. Blocked back by Westby. Hornets try again on the near side. Adlin Wirtz takes it over the wall. Kept by Westby. Kept live. Now on the far side, dropping it over is Berg. Hornets try again with a set to the right side. And Gander's shot takes off and out of bounds. That'll make it 15-13. Hornets by two. Side out Westby. Westby trying to even things up here tonight. The Hornets lead it by two in the second. Here's the serve by Kerner. Fielded by the Hornets. Pass to the right side. Adlin Wirtz takes the hammer left side. Fielded now by Westby. They'll get it back to the middle, and Frank gets it over. Fielded by the Hornets. Set on the right side. Pass over by Razick. And now Westby turns it from the left hitter, driving it over, getting it. Oh, nice job by Razick. Walsh, and now Pauls gets it over. Westby tries again, driving it over from the right side. Fielded by Pauls. Here's the set by Walsh. Adlin Wirtz takes a shot. Tipped by Westby. And it will be a point for the Hornets as it sails out of bounds. But Westby had the tip. And Richland Center leads it 16-13 in the second. Aubrey Colstead will be in for Richland Center. Taylor Wirtz as well. Colstead will put it in play. Hornets by three. Fans just kind of catching their breath right now. Here's the serve. Fielded near side by Kerner. There's the set in the middle. Taking a shot is Frank. Nice dig by Razick. Punched over by Weiss. Westby tries again from the left side. Taking it over and down it goes on the hit by Ava Berg. That'll make it 16-14. Berg with a pretty spectacular hit as well. Coming into the lineup will be Natalie Snodgrass in the front left and Reagan Stensleen in the back row for the Norse. 16-14. Every set, I think, in this match is going to be 1-2 points. First one wound up a three-point win for the Hornets, and Westby serves it out of the gym. Out of bounds. 17-14. Hornets get it back on a service error. Ella Clements returns to the front row. And the serve belongs to Tatum Razick. Tatum steps up. There's the serve. Fielded now by the Norse. Pass to the left side. Taking a shot is Snodgrass. It drops in. And Westby is within two. 17-15. Snodgrass with the kill. And a side out for Westby. Hornets leading it one set to none. 17-15. They're up in the second. Westby has the serve. Ava Berg with the hand up. And here comes the serve. Far side. Fielded by Razick. Quick set on the near side. Taking a shot. And it is out of bounds unless it was tipped. Ella Clements took a shot and missed, they say. And it goes 17-16. Richland Center leading by a slim point now. Ava Berg will serve for Westby. Far side and down for an ace, and we're tied. 17 apiece. Ava Berg gets the ace. That's the first for either side in this set. I think we had one ace in the opener. So both teams fielding well. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Tatum Razick. Colstead, and then Wirtz gets it down. Hornets got a running jump on that, and Taylor Wirtz makes it 18-17. They'll take it back to Adlin Wirtz. Here comes the run-up and the line drive serve, fielded by Westby. Played by Stensleen, right side shot is going to be blocked by Pauls. Back to the middle. Westby tries again with a hit by Frank, fielded by the Hornets. Back to the right side. Paul's shot up into the net. Hornets can't play the count. And we are tied at 18. 18 apiece down the stretch in this one. The last one, the first set, we were tied all the way up until 21 was the last tie. 18 apiece. Here's the serve by Westby. Fielded by Wirth into the net. Colstead can't play the count, and Westby takes the lead. 19-18 in the second set. Westby leads. Tempe Marks with the serve. There it is. Fielded by the Hornets. Left side, Colstead. Now Pauls for the hit. Got it down. Pretty well unstoppable when Danica starts swinging. She gets the kill. Side out now for Richland Center as they get it back on the serve. We'll be checking the Fill Me flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, again in just a little bit. Rainey Walsh will serve. We're tied at 19 down the stretch in the second one. Here's the serve. Fielded by Westby. It caroms to the right side and out of bounds. Hornets lead it 20-19 in the second. Rainey Walsh will serve again. Rainey gets the whistle, and here's the run-up. Line drive to the far side. Fielded by Westby. They'll get it to the left. Von Felt takes a shot into the net. Hornets lead by two. 21-19. Rainey Walsh will serve. Westby back in serve-receive mode. Here's the run-up for the line drive serve. Fielded by the Norris on the near side. There's the back set. Taking a shot. Blocked by the Hornets. Back it goes. Berner gets it over. Pauls. Now to Walsh. Back to Pauls. Danica down the line. Got it in. 22-19. Richland Center. Timeout Westby. Hornets won the opener. They're leading here in the second. 22-19. On WRCO and WRCO.com.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot, from the oven, Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
22-19, Richland Center in the lead in the second, trying to win it. Here's the serve by Rainey Walsh. Far side, fielded by Westby. Finish brings it back to the middle. Now for the backside, it's going to be Berg. Hits it into the net. And the Hornets take a 23-19 lead in the second. Richland Center on a nice roll now, coming from behind for the second set in a row. Rainey Walsh with the serve. Near side, Westby with the pass. Stenslane left side. Benish takes it over. Fielded now by Pauls. Here's the set back to Danica through the wall, and down it goes. And the Hornets have game point. 24-19. Danica Pauls stepping up big time here in the second set. Rainey Walsh serves again. Hornets with game point. Fielded by Westby. It caroms to the left side. They keep it to the back side. Nobody's going to get it. It's going to drop in. And the Hornets lead 2-0. 25-19, the final in the second set. Richland Center with a win. We're moving to the third. It is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center Hornet football team will play in the playoffs tomorrow night at Stratford. They wound up the season with a hard-hitting game against Prairie du Chien last Friday, a game in which the Hornets lost. Here's Coach Andy Troxell.
Yeah, that first quarter, we were super hot. You know, we came out and scored on two possessions fairly quickly, you know, and then marched the ball down and you know, had a touchdown taken off the board with an unsportsmanlike penalty, you know. But, I mean, I was very pleased with offensive production, you know, going forward. Defensively, we needed to shore up a couple things and tighten up some of the big play stuff. I know they had a big run in that first quarter and then came back and hit a big pass play as well. So, you know, you look at that game and how it played out, and, you know, we tighten up our corner play. You know, that's two touchdowns we take off the board. You know, the two fumbles that we had, one on a punt return, one on a kickoff return, that put them in really good field position that they scored on. You know, I mean, that's 28 points right there. You know, and we take care of business there, right? We walk out of there with a victory. But unfortunately, that's just not how things played out. And we still were able to kind of get into the postseason no matter the win or the loss.
The Hornets play a first-round WIAA football playoff game tomorrow night at Stratford. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock. I am Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
In the second set, Richland Center wins 25-19, led by 5 kills from Danica Pauls, 4 kills from Ella Clements, and 2 kills from Ella V. Weiss. For Westby, Hayden Turin with 2 kills, a kill and an ace for Ava Berg. Hornets have won 25-22, 25-19. Here's the third, and the serve by Rainey Walsh, fielded by Westby. Set to the right side. Shot is up, blocked back by Clements. Trying it again here on the right side, and now taking a shot is Westby. Hit over by Berg. Back to the right side. Pauls for the shot. Blocked by Westby. Down it goes. They're on the board. 1-0 Westby. Other scores tonight. River Valley leading Mayville in soccer 2-0. That's in the first half. River Valley volleyball was leading 1-0 on Belleville at last word. Net serve by Westby, and we're right back to the Hornets. 1-1 the score. Royal up on North Crawford, 2-0. Brookwood leading Riverdale, 2-0 as well. River Ridge and Bangor tied at 1. Marshall, 2-0 on Dodgeville. Here's the serve. Westby works it to the right side. Taking it over, Von Felt. Played by Clements, punched over by Walsh. Back row, Westby sets it up. Kerner gets it over. Tap by Gander. Clements right side. Pauls gets it over. Fielded by Westby. They work it to the right, and now the shot over the top by Nedlin. Couple of hits. Walsh to the left side. Pauls drops it down the line. Fielded by Davison. And then Kerner, right side. Westby knuckles it over, and down it goes. Nice hit by Ava Berg. Puts Westby up with a score of 2-1. And Westby will serve. Emma Kerner will do the honors. Hornets back to where they began, to our left. Westby to our right in the third set. Line drive, net serve by Westby, and we are tied at 2. Serving will be Danica Pauls. Pauls with a couple of dribbles. Line drives it, net serve, fielded now by Westby. Kept live back to the middle. Frank gets it over. Back row, Pauls. Set by Walsh. Weiss on the run, drives it back row, Benish. Now Westby back to the middle. Berg drives it over. Pauls, nice pass. Here's Walsh, left side. Adeline Wirth got it down. 3-2. Richland Center. Serving will be Danica Pauls for Richland Center. Up 3-2 here in the third. And Danica Pauls will try to do it again. Here's a line drive to the far side. Dug by Berg. Passing it now. And Berg gets it over. Back row for the Hornets. That's going to be Razick, Walsh, and now punching it over is Wirtz. Here's the set. Westby takes a shot, blocked by Wirtz. Down it goes. Adeline Wirtz gets a big block there, 4-2. Richland Center in the lead. Danica Pauls will serve for Richland Center. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve, and it's going to be fielded by Westby. Pass to the right side, taking a shot, blocked back by Weiss, blocked again, back row, picked up by Benish, now to the right side, Westby knuckles it over and out of bounds. 5-2, Richland Center on a roll, really playing well together as a team here tonight. Danica Pauls takes it to the far side and will serve. Danica with a run-up, there's the line drive serve, down it goes for an ace, and a 6-2 start for Richland Center here tonight. Hornets off to a big-time jump. Danica Pauls with the run-up. There is the 6-2 lead serve. Down it goes for an ace. And the Hornets lead 7-2. Danica Pauls putting the smack down. Pauls goes to the back row to serve once again for Richland Center. Hornets again up 2-0 in the match, leading 7-2 in the third. Here's the serve, near side, fielded by Ava Berg. Pass back, she gets it back from Davison. Shot is up, out of bounds. It was not tipped by the Hornets. And all of a sudden, they lead by 6 at 8-2. My, oh, my. Hornets on a nice roll. Pauls will start again. There comes the serve. That's a net serve. Right back to Westby now, 8-3. Richland Center leading by 5. And the Norse will bring Natalie Snodgrass into the front row and Reagan Stensleen in the back row. 5-point advantage here tonight for Richland Center in the third. Here comes the run-up and the line drive serve by Westby. Fielded by Pauls. Left side, here's Wirtz. Punched over by Gander. Now try it again. The Westby ball blocked by Gander. Again, pass to the right side. Frank drives into the net. And the Hornets lead it by 6 at 9-3. Aubrey Kolstad checking in. And Taylor Wirtz as well for Richland Center. Taylor in the front. Aubrey in the back. Trying to keep it going. Hornets match their biggest lead of 6. 9-3 score. Kolstad with the line drive serve. Fielded now by Berner. Here's the set by Stensleen. Taking a shot is going to be Frank. Kept live by the Hornets. Punch back. Westby to the left side. And now Berg drives it over. Back row Hornets. Here's Pauls, Kolstad, and Weiss drives it over. And that one missed out of bounds. 9-4. Westby within 5. River Valley up on Belleville. 2-0 tonight. Cuba City and Darlington tied at 1. Here comes the run-up and the line drive serve. It's going to be played now by the Hornets on the far side. It's going to wobble out of bounds on a free ball by Razick. That's out of bounds, and Westby has scored 2 in a row now. It is 9-5. Here comes the approach by the Norse, and there's the serve. Fielded near side by Razick. Passed by Pauls, and Wirtz takes it over. Tipped by Westby. Pass to the right side. Stensleen gets it. Taking a shot is Benish. Blocked by Weiss. Back it goes again. Here's a shot by Westby. Left side. Adeline Wirtz. Kolstad and Weiss takes it over. And close. And we're going to call it out of bounds. That'll make it 9-6. Westby within 3 here in the third. Richland Center has won the first two. 25-22. 25-19. Hornets looking for a sweep tonight. Westby has to win 3 in a row. Here's the serve. Fielded by Razick. Kolstad sets it up, taking a shot is Weiss, and down it goes. 10-6. Ellaby Weiss puts the hammer down. Ella Clements is into the front left for the Hornets. Tatum Razick will serve. 4-point edge for the Hornets. Razick with a serve. Fielded now by Byrne. And right to the left side, it's going to be Benish. Taking a shot. Hornets got a block. Couldn't control it. It's down. A point for Westby. 10-7. Into the lineup for Westby, Tempe Marks. She will serve. Kelsey Nedlin, front left. Cashton and Wisconsin Heights tied at 1. Cuba City and Darlington tied at 1. Here comes the serve by Westby. Fielded by Adeline Wirtz. Kolstad sets it left side. Taking a shot is Clements. Down the line. In. It was tipped by Westby. And the Hornets make it 11-7. Aiden Frank returns to the Westby lineup. Adeline Wirtz is back to serve for Richland Center. RC by 4 here in the third. Wirtz with a run-up. Line drive serve. Fielded on the near side by Benish. Here's Stensleen. Ball shot. Blocked by the Hornets. Out of bounds. Ball's got a block on it. It went wild to the left and out of bounds. And Westby stays within 3 at 11-8. Taylor Davison is in. Hayden Turin is in. Davison will get the whistle. And here's the line drive serve. Hornets can't play it. That's an ace, and it drops in. 11-9 the score. Davison with the ace. So serving again will be Westby. Royal has defeated North Crawford 3-0 tonight in regional volleyball. There's the serve, fielded by the Hornets. Near side, Taylor Wirtz takes it over. Back row, Westby. Here's the set by Davison. On the run, driving it over is Turin. Fielded now by the Hornets on the near side. Taylor Wirtz takes it over. Oh, nice save there by Berg. Back to the middle, driving it over is Benish. Ball to the left side for the Hornets. Balls takes the shot. And fielded now. Nice play by Berner. And to the right side, back to the middle, driving it over. Big hit for Nedlin. Kept live by Razek. What a play. Kolstad. And now Adeline Wirtz gets it over. Westby tries again from the right side. Softly taking it over is Turin. Hornets take it to the left side. Taylor Wirtz drives it over. Fielded back row by Berg, and Westby can't play the carom. That pass led him right into the net, and the Hornets go up by a score of 12-9. 12-9, Richland Center in the third. Coming in to serve will be Rainey Walsh, J.C. Gander in the front left. Awaiting the whistle now, here comes the